With the closures of restaurants and bars, this mandate coming from the governor yesterday, obviously it's going to take its toll on some of the restaurants in smaller cities that don't necessarily have access to a large bank account to get them through the troubling time. So how exactly are they adapting? Joining me on the line to talk about it from his perspective is the mayor of Snohomish, John Kartak. Mayor Kartak, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason. It's great to be here.
So Snohomish, not a huge city. Obviously, you're going to be dealing with some issues from a economic perspective. What are the restaurants there doing to evolve?
Yeah, and so this is a really big thing for us because the sales tax that comes in to pay our bills for like our police and our streets and things like that, our parks, the majority of our funding comes from sales tax. And so with everybody shut down, this is a big deal. Our economic development manager and communications manager, she's put together an option on one of our websites so that businesses can offer curbside services. And this obviously is something that lends itself well to our restaurants and things. So anyways, we've been able to section off certain parking spots where we have them on our streets that are in front of some of the businesses that want to participate. And anyways, on this website that just went live, or this part of the website went live just yesterday, and we already have about 1,200 hits on it.
Oh, wow, nice. How many restaurants are impacted?
Oh, the number who are participating?
Yeah.
I'd say it seems like maybe as many as 30 as of yesterday. But Wendy, our economic development manager, she's getting phone calls. Her phone's ringing off the hook. And so there's a lot of businesses that are asking to participate. And so it's really taking off fast. We even had, I believe, a plumber call and ask if he can participate. I don't know to what degree that works, but we're a team player for everybody. We want everybody to feel good about their local government here, and we want our businesses to do well.
Snohomish Mayor John Kartak is joining me on the line. We're talking about the way that businesses there, particularly the restaurants, are evolving and adapting to these new rules that say you can't have in-house dining, but you can do takeaway and delivery. So these businesses are coming forward and offering this, but at the same time, I imagine there are a lot of people who are kind of scared and they're hunkering down, as some public health officials have suggested. Has the community come together to support the restaurants?
Yeah, they have. They're taking advantage of this. Like I said, there was 1,200 hits on this particular part of the website. And the website, by the way, if I can say what it is,
yeah,
it's experiencesnohomish.com. And it's if you go to that, you can click on Virtual Snohomish on the top right corner, and that'll take you to the section where you can see where the curbside services are available. And more and more of our businesses are participating in this, and it just went live yesterday, like I had said. And anyways, it's the community is really pouring out for this, and I even shared it on my personal Facebook page, and everybody is excited about this.
Yeah, and that's actually how I found out about this. It's a pretty awesome thing that you guys are doing at a time where I imagine people are really nervous there.
Everybody's nervous, but everybody also knows that life has to go on, and there's always a way to adapt to the situation for what it is.
From the perspective of parents who are obviously now also trying to take care of their kids or figure out who's going to take care of their kids, we heard from the superintendent today, Chris Reichdahl, indicating that we may see the same sort of status quo as far as schools through the fall or even beyond. We haven't heard that said before. Assuming that is accurate and is what the long-term outlook is like, are you worried about the parents in your community?
Oh, yeah, certainly. This is the first I've heard of that, just you mentioning this. If it runs all the way through the summer, that sounds frightening to me. This is one of those things where everything's evolving as every minute goes by here. And I just know that members in our community here, I have people calling me and asking me how they can help. Our food bank has changed their policy to where if somebody comes to the food bank, they're asked to stay in their car. They put together a list of what their needs are. And then volunteers are now running that list into the food bank, and somebody else is shopping that for them and then bringing it out to their car. And so there's that's just like one example of the different things that are happening. I think that you know, maybe grandparents who are retired, they have contact with their own grandkids. I know that there are a lot of people who are stepping up to the plate to babysit for whoever that needs it. The Boys and Girls Club here in Snohomish is very active, and they have all the same kids they had before, and I know that they haven't shut down.
Good.
And so that helps. But really, this shutting down the schools through the summer, this is something that's new to me. And I was under the assumption that the thought is that during the summertime is when people don't get you know, viruses and flus and things like that, and so maybe you know, some of this reaction might be slowing down here in the coming weeks.
Yeah, but people still get sick obviously during the summer, but the number is usually lower during the summer months.
It goes down.
Yeah, and you know what? Chris Reichdahl made the comments earlier today. They're all kind of figuring this out in real time, just like everybody else. I'm glad that they're certainly giving us a warning so people can prepare. Whether or not that comes to fruition, we obviously don't know, and obviously we all want this to come to an end as soon as possible, which is why we're so glad that, at least in the short term, the restaurants are able to adapt in the way that you've mentioned. If people want to learn more about this, again, experiencesnohomish.com, that's the website to go to for more information. We've been talking with Snohomish Mayor John Kartak. John, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Jason. Anytime.
Absolutely. Again, the website, experiencesnohomish.com. Go there right now and check out all that they have to offer. Let's find out what else is trending.